spoken.
I am trying to forget last night. A little tired. A little bit of a couple faux pas in the programming, etc.
Which led to our Max Headroom opening recording and our reference earlier today to that.
A little bit.
So if you guys hear any more stuttering on the air, you'll know it's not intentional.
Correct.
But we'll be good-naturedly making fun of ourselves.
We're working at it. It'll work. It'll work. Joining us in studio now, though, is a repeat guest, a gentleman we had visit us last year, and I was really pleased to meet, Wesley Slick Perkins. How you doing, Wesley?
Morning. Morning.
Happy to have you back. For those of you that don't know who Wesley is, you can check out his YouTube channel. You want to spell it for me? Slick.
I have Slick Hutto. SlickHutto.
So if you go check out YouTube, and it's just youtube.com/user/SlickHutto. You can check out this gentleman's videos. I strongly encourage you to do so. It's still the de facto standard I use to explain what AirVenture is. And last year's was great. When we were talking to you last year, you were planning your shots of the grounds. You said you had a book with you last year and already knew the music, but you weren't going to tell us. I like the name. Last year, you titled your video Beyond the Historic Brown Gate, which is kind of interesting because we are right next to the Historic Brown Gate, just adjacent to it. And it was another great video. I really did like your choice of music once
again.
Thank
you very much.
It worked very well. And a comment I'd like to make about it in particular is I thought this one was even better than the last. And one of the biggest reasons, I think, is you really... 2009 was awesome, and I loved it, but it concentrated more on Flight in the Air Show. And I think this one really touched on a human side and the interaction, and you got some shots with some kids. And you've got some shots of the forums and some really interesting, you know, the home building aspect is represented well there. Mm-hmm. And please tell me that you've watched them in the last year because I gave you grief last year, Stuck Mike, for not watching them. Please, you've seen the videos, right?
Yes.
Yay. It's good stuff. But so where are you headed this year with it?
This year, last year, like you said, or like I told you guys last year, is I had the plan for how I wanted to do it. And people have told me they enjoyed the video more, but obviously it wasn't as popular view-wise. So what I've done is I've gone back to the method of 2009 as far as I didn't plan anything. I don't even have a song this time. And so I'll just shoot stuff, and then when I get home, put it together.
See where it takes you?
Yes.
Should be good.
And try to get everything, like you said, all the human aspect of it, and from each side of AirVenture. Home built, vintage, warbirds, sure. Everything.
Are you leveraging your success from the last year or two to get special access to anything that maybe you didn't know about before or didn't get to before?
No. I'll just get if people ask, but I don't ask other people to get me special access to anything.
Okay.
I did go fly with the Horsemen again, the Trojan Horsemen, yesterday, shoot some air-to-air for them. I'm doing their promotional video.
Nice.
For this year.
So you're in Navy ROTC at Texas
yes, sir.
A&M. So anything special that you're going to be focusing on to try to connect yourself at a heart level differently to this video, given that it's the centennial?
Yeah, especially the centennial. I love the Navy Warbirds. The new paint scheme is very photogenic, especially for the video.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, just the different, like the Bob Hoover tribute, Rutan, the big themes for this year, I'm hoping to capture in the video.
Now, one of the things that you talked about last year was being able to shoot the air show multiple times from multiple perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there was only one shot at that Bob Hoover thing that happened last night. How did you plan for covering that? I mean, how did you think through that?
I honestly had no prior knowledge of what they were going to do, so I just filmed it like any other part of the show. Hopefully I can make it work.
Yeah. Well, see, that's where the editing inspiration comes
right.
in. And so you're going to depend on that this year, it sounds like, more than in the past.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been doing some work with some of the more recent videos, practicing on some different techniques. Specifically for this one, I culminate all my video work for this shot or this video every year.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit last time about some of the software you're using. Still using the same set of tools? Are you
still
updating
Sony
anything?
Vegas.
Still Sony Vegas?
Yep.
If it works, stick with it. You know, and I can appreciate trying to transition softwares or even software versions. It can be quite tricky, particularly in the media arts. I've learned a few different video, not to the extent you have. And Vegas is one I haven't done, but at Premiere and Final Cut Pro, and it can be tricky to transition between them. So I appreciate sticking to the same set, but we should talk afterwards. Do you know where to go get the latest, greatest, up-to-date air show schedule?
I do not.
I do. We'll talk.
All right. That'll be great.
They literally publish it about 10 a.m. each day, and I know exactly where to go. So, because we have to go get it to produce the intro. So,
okay, excellent.
Yeah, that'll work out well.
So here's one of those very examples, right? When people right. offer you access yeah. to places or information, you're going to take it.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, if you've seen these videos, you want them to succeed in every extent of the production of this video. They're great stuff. So last time you were here, we didn't have a sort of bio on you, and I knew a little bit about you and where you're headed and what you did outside of the video, but not quite as much. And our office manager, Susan, has been in the habit of getting bios from everyone. And I had booked you last year, not Susan. And this year I said, Susan, hey, could you try to contact Wesley? Here's his contact information and see if you'd like to come back. And she, as she does, asked for a bio. And we learned quite a bit about you that I really didn't realize the last time you were here. And I'm kind of sad I didn't. So you soloed gliders when you were 14 first.
Mm-hmm.
It's an impressive feat in and of itself. You received your private pilot's license on your 17th birthday, which I've known quite a few people who do. And I always admire them because it's like you worked right up to it. And then the minute you could get it, you got it.
Right.
I knew about your pits and whatnot, but I didn't know that you were in the habit of refurbing boats. It's another one of your passions. I mean, where do you find the time for all this stuff?
Well, I joined the A&M crew team just this mm-hmm. year, actually, and they had some boats. Well, first of all, we don't have very much money. Crew is not really a big sport in Texas.
It doesn't strike me as the big as the big sport for Texas.
But it's
A&M.
Like gliding on the water, for instance, and very same, well, hydrodynamic properties like aerodynamics, but they have some boats, wooden boats, that they were going to throw out and cut up, but I told them, well, hey, we work on aircraft, I'll take them and we'll fix them up. We finished one right a day before we left for this trip. We've got one more we're going to do when we get back, and they'll be ready to race again.
Outstanding. So this is, it's kind of a service act for the
right.
club.
Right, just something I'd like to do this summer, a little project.
Do you get to fly much anymore?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, when I go home on the weekend.
Yeah.
Sure.
Otherwise, I'm just at school all week.
Yeah. And where's home again?
In Georgetown.
Okay.
Hour and a half, 2 hours from school.
That's not too bad.
No, yeah, it's a nice trip.
So, Lockheed, I'm looking at your bio and the little one you sent, and you're hoping to go work for... See, you've got to come in earlier. He just needs to hang around us for a day when he's not filming. Lockheed comes in here every day. You'd be surprised the people that walk through these doors. Lockheed Martin, flight services, different division, obviously, but comes in every single morning and talks to us. So, you never know who you'll meet around here.
So get to the point, Bell.
really? Yeah. We're going to go back to the last segment. Quiet over there.
No, I'm just not going to sit down and take it anymore. That's all. So the point that he was trying to make is your bio says you're going to work for Lockheed or Boeing potentially as a test pilot after your military career. That's kind of a long-term goal of yours, right?
That's the like you said, the long-term goal. Hoping to, well, after I finish 3 years of college still,
yeah,
get through my fifth year for aerospace engineering, I'll graduate and commission, go to flight school, fly in the Navy, and then eventually go to Naval Test Pilot School. Then spend some years in the Navy, finish out my career with that. But then I want to go work for Lockheed or Boeing or any of the large corporations and do test pilot school or be a test pilot for them, taking what I've learned from test pilot school.
Wow. So is that a very common career succession that you're describing here?
Honestly, I don't know. But it's funny you ask. One of the guys we're over camping at Vintage, just yeah. in the row in front of us, is a test pilot. He went to test pilot school also. We just happened to run into him.
Neat. And, of course, you know, the chief test pilot for the Boeing 787 project is going to be mm-hmm. here this week.
Yes,
as
very
well
exciting.
As lots of notable naval aviators. So I hope that with all the shooting that you're going to do, you'll continue to have, you know, find time to make those connections while you're here. What a great sort of convergence of all your interests all in one spot.
It is. That's why it's an awesome event.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would suggest going and checking out the EA Radio Live venue on, let's see, Friday at 11 a.m. Michael Carricker, the 787 chief test pilot, is going to be there, which is kind of a weird connection. I'm talking about making connections as we have so far, but We simply just emailed him. We found out his name. Somebody emailed him. Didn't try to go through, you know, PR channels or whatnot. And he said, "Yeah, I'll do that."
So he's bringing his plane with him that morning.
Yeah, you know, he's,
that's the best part of coming.
Isn't that what people at Oshkosh do?
People are going to look at his plane. A few, I bet, are maybe going to, you know, even step inside it a bit. He's going to come and talk to us, and then he's going to get back in his airplane and go home.
That's what you
just
do at Air
like Adventure. Oshkosh.
Just like
yeah.
Oshkosh. Exactly the same, except you know, he's going to have to find a different place to park. I don't think he'll be in home built.
No, it's 95% full, as we found out this morning, so we will have to find another place. Maybe ConocoPhillips Plaza?
It's a good place to park it. I'm wondering what that'll do to our Wi-Fi signals when we, you know, park the heavy metal in the way, but it we should be able to point around it. It'll be great fun. You can see I'm lamenting this, but... Well, thanks a lot for coming in, Wesley.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. I wish you great success, and I'm really looking forward to your next video.
I can't wait to make it.
All right. Take care. This has been the Morning Pre-Flight. Mike, we're done for another day.
Thank goodness about that today. I just need to go home. I need to go home and think for a while. That's what I need to do.
Day 3, down the tubes. 4 left to go, sir. You ready for this?
I'll get better, I
we're
promise.
We're nearly in the home stretch. It'll be okay. This has been the Morning Pre-Flight on EAA Radio.